Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. Happy to report that I am chatting with Richard Postma, aka Doc. And Doc, since you were featured last weekend on Al's Part of the Weekend show discussing gold, we will get into a bit more of the gold sector and some of the areas that you are liking. But first and foremost, let's talk about U.S. equity markets, because the U.S. markets, as much as commentators want to keep on saying that the markets have to pull back, either high interest rates are going to take the markets down, or quite frankly, it just can't maintain this upward momentum. Well, we're continuing to see strong markets. Fine, today's a little bit slow, but we do have the Fed meeting coming up tomorrow. And quite frankly, these all-time highs that have been hit, especially in the Dow and the S&P, have continued to at least surprise a lot of the bears. And I feel like a lot of the bears are getting a little tired of trying to outline a bearish case as these markets continue to move higher on them. How do you see these markets right now in terms of the overall health, stability of this uptrend as well?
Well, Corey, I think this market is getting very close to having to make a major decision, the conventional markets. And once again, when you have trend change or a major change, you have to go to the long-term charts. The dailies and the weeklies just don't tell you trend changes. And you have to go to at least the monthly chart to look at some variables that tell you, are we coming to a point where this market's going to have to make a major decision? And I believe we are. And I think we could have still an upward path or a holding path in the coming month of April. And why I say this is because if you look at the monthly chart and you look at the MACD, the 12-month on the MACD is probably going to challenge the former peak way back in 2018, which was back in January of that year. And it probably won't quite get up to it, but it's going to get close. It could turn tomorrow, but I think that it will want to challenge that peak in April. And once it does, it is going to be very overbought again, and the RSI will be bumping up against the 70 area, which it hasn't broken since 2018, and I don't think it is this time around, because your MACD will be so high at that point in time. And then when you look at that MACD, the 12-month on the 26-month, the 12-month at that point in April or in May is going to have to make a decision whether it turns slightly lateral to down or whether it turns viciously on the 26th month. And if it turns slightly, there'll be a little sell-off. But if it turns down considerably, that's when to make up the difference in the distance of the two, when you have such a wide disparity in them, that could really promote a major move down in these conventional markets.
Doc, what about the disparity that we're seeing between where the moving averages are and where price is? Because price is really separated. If you go down to something like the 200-month moving average, which I know not a whole lot of people want to pay attention to because it is such a long time frame. Fact of the matter is 200-month moving average is down at 16,000. So we're a long way away from there. But even, let's say, the 50-month moving average, that's at 25,500. So there's still a lot of separation here. Last time we saw this sort of separation over the last 10 years does actually correlate to right around that January 2018 level that you mentioned. Are you paying any attention at all to how separated price has gotten from moving averages?
They have, and that's a real danger sign to people, Corey. There's a point in time where that has to be made up, either by the moving averages moving up with time and pricing staying pretty much equal where they are, or for pricing to move down, or a combination of the both. And markets will always do that. So it's going to happen. And it's just a question of what happens, whether we have a fairly a good sell-off in the market and gives the moving average over time a chance to catch up, or whether there's a major sell. And the problem here is, we all know the problem is the Federal Reserve, is that one wonders the amount of money they're printing. They're going to have to continue to keep insolvent corporations solvent, to keep governments solvent, that are essentially insolvent. And how much pain will they allow through the bond market if they let it run? How much pain will they endure before they pull the trigger again? And that's anybody's guess, frankly. But it's going to happen. I can remember, and we were talking about this off mic, about the dot-com era. And I was young enough to be alive at that time. And I'll never forget how people were saying, oh, this could last forever. Well, people are saying, well, as long as the Fed keeps printing money, this could last forever. There comes a point in time where it doesn't last forever. And we may be getting close to that for the first time. And not only that, but the Fed likes to take actions in the early months of an administration. They don't like to do it when elections are coming up. So if they're going to do anything and allow anything to happen, they're going to allow it to happen at this point in time and not before the 2022 elections.
So, Doc, what's going to tell you if these markets finally have run out of steam and those bears that have been wrong for so long finally are right in the fact that the Fed and other central banks can't just keep on printing money to keep these markets elevated? Because, quite frankly, they have been, and the markets have been elevated.
I think if the Federal Reserve in their open market committee meetings don't give any hope to the traders. I think that's what's going to eventually have these markets turn, where they don't give hope to the folks that keep throwing money at this thing. I think if they do that, I think there will be a lot of nervousness, and I think you'll start to see a sell-off in these markets.
All right. Well, Doc, I guess we'll see if these markets do finally roll over. But again, the strength, this reopen trade, this rotation continues to dominate markets. Markets continue to move higher. Let's move on into gold now. I'm going to start off with a pretty simple question that comes for some of the short-term trading. Doc, you outlined some of your targets that were in those high 1600s, right around 1650 even. Gold dropped to a low on the spot market of about 1673. Is that a bottom for gold in this over 7 month long correction?
Hate to say this, but I don't think so, Corey. And the reason I say it, because you have to once again look at the monthly charts. And I did mention that I expected to see a bump in March, mid-March to late March, and we're getting that right now in the stocks and in gold, and I don't think that's going to hold. And remember, I've told folks that I thought it'd just be a bounce. It's not going to be just takeoff time again. And what you have to look at on the monthly is a classic wedge formation on this sell-off. If you draw your downtrend lines through the highs, the monthly highs, and then parallel that with the lows, we almost hit it on the button in March, that low downtrend line. And I think we're stabilizing here, so that when April comes, because of the way the MACD looks, that we're going to move back down again. We may move actually a little bit lower to 1625 to maybe 1650. That wouldn't surprise me a bit. And the other thing that I feel shows that, I mentioned a while back that the ADX, the strength line, had turned south for the first time in months. And also the bearish red line is moving up toward the bullish green line, which is turning down. And they're probably going to meet each other next month or intersect. And with all these things and the MACD moving down and the slow stochastics moving down, they tell you that we've got a little bit more pain here in the gold market. However, having said that, A lot of these stocks are not going to move down as much as gold are. I don't think we're pretty close to the bottom in most of these stocks. We might have a little bit more movement in some of them, but it'll come April, if gold moves down the way I think to that lower downtrend line, I think it's going to be a fantastic buying opportunity. There are some really good stocks that are there's going to be fire sales on.
Okay. Well, a lot of these stocks have already sold off, right? High quality and low quality stocks have all drifted lower. It just shows the, I guess, general lack of interest in the sector. But I guess that is encouraging. If gold continues to drift, you think that the stocks won't drift as much. Doc, just give us a level then. Where is the next stopping point for gold in terms of this downtrend? Where's that lower downtrend line pointing you to?
The low 1600s, I would say about 1620, right in that area, Corey, the low 1600s. And I might add that we need this to happen if we want to get to the point where we consolidate and for a while and then start to move up, because your MACD has to come down. It can't just turn around here on the monthly chart. Because any movement up is going to be, fairly limited by that. And I want to see this type of sell-off. So we get down around an area with MACD where it can consolidate, turn laterally, and we can start the slow next move up over time, because it's not going to be a V-shape, Corey. I can almost guarantee you that.
Let's talk about that recovery then, Doc, because just the way that the market has dropped over 7 months pretty consistently, you look at the monthly chart and it's actually a fairly steep line down. Do you see that sort of a recovery, almost a V-shape, although a prolonged V-shape recovery just because of how long this correction has been?
Yeah, no, I think what we do is we start to plane out a little bit. And I don't think we get down to zero on the MACD on the monthly. I don't think we have to. I think we can do what happened in 2008 or 9, where you get below, 100 on the MACD, and then you level out and you start a gradual move up over time. That would be the healthiest thing in the world for our bull market here, for it to do that. And the other very encouraging thing is, when you look at the monthly chart where the 200-month moving average is compared to where the 200-month was back in 2011 and 12, where it was light years away from that peak back then. Well, guess what? The 200-month moving average over time, we're going to be over 1,200 sometime this year. So it'll continue to rise and be supportive of this gold bull market, and I love seeing it. But I think the gold bull will tend to move down to the 50 exponential moving average and the 50-month simple moving average like it did in 2008 before it starts its ascension again.
So then, Doc, when it comes to the stocks, as we mentioned, high quality, low quality, all have sold off. To me, I would think that the high quality move into some of the more established names because those are typically the ones that bounce back first. Is there a different strategy that you're going to be taking?
Absolutely. Where I'm going to put most of mine, and I'm still low percentage. I just looked at my percent position in the precious metals. I'm moving it up. I'm up to 38%. But come April and May, I'll be very aggressive, and I'll be taking bigger positions. But I will be going into those companies that are gold producers and that have the potential through exploration. They've shown that they will actually increase their production over the next 2 to 3 years. I also like some of the high-quality royalty companies because you look, and we mentioned before, and I'm not recommending to anybody that they buy this, but take, for instance, Sandstorm. I love their chart, their weekly chart, how it was acting as it came down compared to other charts, which were seeing a steeper sell-off. That one was gradually selling down, which is just a beautiful thing to see technically. And so I started purchasing around 6 to $7 down around there, and it's turned up nicely on this bump up. But it'll come back down toward the 200-week moving average, and then I'll add. But I'm also buying mainly the producers. And I'll add to some of the other mid-tiers and exploration stocks that I own because they've come back. But that's my strategy. The producers will be the first to enjoy the next move up.
Okay. Well, Doc, we're going to wrap it up there. Great chatting with you again. I hope this does summarize a lot of your thoughts and clarify for everybody your thoughts on U.S. equity markets and the gold market. Doc, great chatting with you, buddy. I hope you have a great rest of your week.